Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. This coming weekend, September 25th and 26th, the Berlin Marathon will take place again after a two-year break. Among the estimated 30,000 participants, in addition to hobby and recreational runners, several elite runners will also start, some of whom are among the absolute world leaders and are competing for the world record. The marathon organizers, police, and fire departments announced that to ensure that the highly regarded road race can take place on the same day as the Bundestag elections, there are a number of things to keep in mind, not only for athletes and the public, but also for road users. Spectators along the race course are requested to wear a medical mask and to keep distances of 1.5 meters. And at the start and finish areas around the Strasse di Settentrioni, the 3G rule does apply. This means that in addition to a mask requirement, spectators must show that they have been vaccinated, recovered, or have a negative PCR test. The public can watch the marathon free of charge, and this also applies to the sought-after start and finish area, but seats there are limited. Race director Mark Milde explained to the RBB that organizers will make sure that all voters get to their polling stations, and there's been close coordination between the planners and the relevant state election authorities. Wherever the race cuts through electoral districts, crossings have been set up, in total about 30 on the route. According to Milde, back in 2017, when the marathon and the elections last fell on the same day, this system worked well. Also, as early as 2 p.m., work will begin on lifting large sections of the road barriers, which also should provide further relief for travelers and voters. Motorists in particular must expect closures due to the marathon. Mitte will be particularly affected, as well as Friedrichshain, Kreuzberg, Neukölln, Schöneberg, Steglitz, Wilmersdorf, and Zehlendorf. Per the Berlin Traffic Information Center, the Strasse di Settentrioni between the Brandenburg Gate and Yitzhak Rabin Strasse has been closed since Monday morning and will remain closed until next Monday, the 27th. And the closure will be extended starting Thursday at 6 a.m. to the Große Stern at the Siegessäule. And from then on, Yitzhak Rabin Strasse itself will also be closed until Monday at 6 p.m. Starting this Friday, the 24th, at 6 a.m., closures will be in place around the Brandenburg Gate, including Ebertstrasse between Behrenstrasse and Scheidemannstrasse, and additionally, starting at 6 p.m., the area between the Bundeskanzleramt and the Reichstag. And these closures will also remain in place until Monday morning. On the following day, the 25th, Unter den Linden will be closed between Pariser Platz and Friedrichstrasse from 2:30 p.m. until around 8 p.m. And starting at 2 p.m., the entire skater's route will be closed and will remain closed until about 7 p.m. Then on Sunday the 26th, the entire marathon route will remain closed from 7:30 a.m. until the afternoon, with the gradual lifting of the closures commencing at 2 p.m. The participant schedule is as follows. At 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, children will start at the Brandenburg Gate, followed at 12:30 by the skaters' 100-meter sprint on Strasse di Settentrioni. Then at 3:30 p.m., the inline skating marathon will start, with about 2,800 participants expected. And the entire marathon route will be closed from 1:30 p.m. until about 7 p.m., and the blockades will be gradually lifted. On Sunday morning, the competition will start with the wheelchair racers and hand cyclists at 8:50 a.m. Then at 9:15, the marathon runners will start in three waves. According to the organizer, 85 and 91% of the athletes at the two previous Berlin running events, Runners City Night and the half marathon respectively, had recovered or been vaccinated. And managing director Jürgen Lock expects a similar percentage for the upcoming marathon weekend. vaccinated and recovered athletes do not have to present a PCR test before the start, but all others must undergo a PCR test at the Marathon Expo at Tempelhof Airport, and tests must not be more than 48 hours old. For a map of the marathon route, please follow the link in our show notes. Today, public transportation in Berlin is free of charge. The occasion is International Car Free Day, and the free offer is valid throughout the day in the entire city area. For journeys to Brandenburg, however, a Berlin BC or ABC ticket is required, and a connecting C ticket is not sufficient by itself. In addition, numerous streets in all districts will be closed to car traffic in the afternoon and evening hours. They will then be considered play streets for children. During this time, motorists will be prohibited from driving on the streets between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Exact streets and details can be found on the City of Berlin website via the link in our show notes. The calls for new, more flexible ticket offers for local public transport have been around for several months. Now, it's been decided to implement a pilot project in Berlin. As the Verkehrsverbund Berlin-Brandenburg, or the VAU-BB, announced on Monday, the so-called VAU-BB Flex Ticket is expected to be launched in January. Behind it is a package with 8 24-hour tickets for the city area, or Tariff Zone AB, and these tickets can be used within 1 month and will be offered as a mobile phone ticket, but also available in analog form at selected sales outlets. It will cost 44 euros, or 5 euros and 50 cents per 24-hour ticket. By way of comparison, a single 24-hour ticket for the AB area costs 8 euros and 80 cents, and a monthly ticket in an annual subscription costs 63 euros and 42 cents. However, a company ticket with a correspondingly high employer subsidy is still cheaper than the new offer at a good 40 euros per month. The new offer is primarily a response to changes in mobility and work behavior since the start of the pandemic. Because many people have long since stopped traveling to the office every day, the previous monthly passes are no longer worthwhile. According to the VAU-BB, the new tariff offers are aimed in particular at commuters who work more frequently in their home offices and no longer regularly use public transport to get to work, and is part of an overall concept to attract passengers. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.